Ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Today, we're going to do a tilimia. We're going to do a bonus episode discussing the concept of fuagine. You know, as we have been having a conversation about aspects of Haitian voodoo, its principles, its cosmology, you know, we've talked as well about comparative, so really comparing Haitian voodoo to other world religions. As I've been doing these episodes, I realized that because I am born and raised in the faith, born and raised in this practice, you know, I have an anchor of how I view the world. And I think in just kind of reflecting on the episodes we've done, I realized that I have not talked about the concept of fuagine. And fuagine, essentially, it holds profound spiritual and cultural significance within Haitian voodoo, at least in terms of the lens of the interpretation of how I practice, how my ancestors practice, how we perceive voodoo. And our lens is from what we call a fuagine lens. And I think that's super important. We, you know, in one of the episodes, we're going to, you know, we do talk about the fact that Haitian voodoo is a spiritual framework that's very flexible, meaning there are vast interpretations of voodoo, not just from a mix of, let's say, the Haitian voodoo iteration that is a mix of Roman Catholicism and indigenous Taino practices. There are other kind of iterations of voodoo that syncretize with other faiths, other religious systems. And so because of that, I think it's super important to help ground and further anchor the conversation we have on this podcast around the concept of fuagine. So much so, I decided that it needed its own episode. So, what is fuagine? Essentially, fuagine, or it's spelled, you know, we spell it as like F-R-A-N-G-I-N-E-N. At least that's one iteration of the spelling. It's rooted in the belief system of Haitian voodoo being an African-derived religion, an African-derived heritage. And it really seeks to correctly tether itself to Africa, right? To the continent. And one of the reasons why this is important is that it's all about reclamation. You'll hear that word constantly within voodoo. You know, when we think about fuagine, it really challenges a Eurocentric framework of religion by centering a more pan-Africanism mode of thought, a more African kind of mode of spirituality and cosmology. And because there are a lot of misconceptions that consider voodoo as some sort of superstition or witchcraft, when we say fuagine, it is a means to essentially legitimize the knowledge and beliefs of this faith tradition. And you'll hear me, and most likely when we have other guests on the show, you'll hear us use the terms that Haitian voodoo is a way of life. it is so much bigger than just a religion. So it's sometimes that's a word that I may use and others may use as one way to describe it. But it is so much more, right? Haitian Vodou is a way of life. Haitian Vodou is also a science in terms of how various different aspects of religion, of rituals and rites and different kind of uses of herbs and understanding botany, understanding, nature in general. Haitian Vodou is also mathematics. There are a lot of math. And you know what? That may require its own episode as well. It's just talk about the mathematics and the science behind Haitian Vodou. So it is so much more than just this idea of being a demonic, savage witchcraft, right? As individuals talk about it. Rather, Haitian Vodou, especially those that practice it from a Fwagine lens, see it, view it as a legitimate, sophisticated system of knowledge and belief. And I think that's important to articulate. And one of the things is that by embracing this idea of Haitian Vodou being, being kind of Fwagine, It really allows practitioners to not only reclaim kind of this Africanism way of thinking, it helps reject the narratives. There's been a lot of I call them dehumanizing narratives of slavery and colonialism, and allows practitioners to really affirm their identity as descendants of a spiritual and creative civilization. When you think about, the kingdom of Diomé, you think about kind of that region of Africa. This practice, this faith tradition it really was derived from a land of royalty. And so in order to reclaim that ancestral royalty, that ancestral lineage, Fwagine is a concept that is used quite often. And so if we think about what does that mean? So Fwagine is it's kind of a spiritual ideal. Think of it almost like a code, like a moral code. And the words literally translate to mean like the African way or the true African way. And it really represents kind of a spiritual purity towards, adhering to tradition, a spiritual, purity towards acknowledging and honoring values, honoring our ancestors, being able to live and practice from a means of honoring the spirits, honoring the land, honoring our communities with respect and humility. And so everything that we talk about at Aguacerito, whether we're talking about the cosmology, when we have chance to have a lot of other conversations, it is from this foundational concept. And for me, I think what's interesting is that as I've continued to do these episodes, I'm having to go down a little bit more of memory lane, right? Of how do I know what I know? And I remember, in as a child, that there would be several moments during my mom's conversations about Haitian Vodou that she would pepper in that she is Fwagine, and she would say that very proudly. And I remember those moments, but it really, fascinatingly enough, it really just connected for me in doing this podcast, how important that concept is. Fwagine is also, it's not just, when someone says, being Fwagine, it's not just about the rituals. It's about living kind of that moral, living with a moral compass, living with kind of an ethical way of teaching about the laws, of teaching about Vodou, of teaching about the ancestors. So it's helping you know, practitioners and individuals that are interested, helping them understand the alignment of how sacred and grounded one should be within their own roots and how they can honor their community and honor their lineage. And so it does help create an additional lens of legitimacy. It helps create an additional lens of connecting, right, back to the African derived practices and philosophies that Vodou is. And it's a direct rejection of the colonial kind of thought, the colonial, or let's say like Western religion, Western culture, Western morality. It is this idea of not wanting to assimilate, right, into systems of oppressions, especially when they seek erasure of the African identity and seek to replace it with Eurocentric norms. So when we say we are Franguinais, it is deeply tied to this idea of resistance. While yes, Haitian Vodou is syncretic, and it had to adapt in order to survive. It was one where being able to survive, the harsh conditions of slavery and being able to survive as a system, while at the same time embracing the African rooted ways of being, of thinking and connecting with the world. So I think that's important. That is an important centering. So, you know, when we think of individuals that are practitioners that see themselves as Franguinais, they see themselves deeply tied, deeply connected to their spiritual and cultural roots. And they are recognized for practicing Vodou in a way that it is not only faithful to the African essence, it's faithful to their ancestors. It's faithful to the laws that they serve. And it seeks to not be diluted be influenced. That's probably a good word, you know, to not be influenced too much by modern interpretations or reinterpretation. So it seeks to preserve the core essence that, you know, kind of makes the religion. That is today's Ti Limye. Thank you for listening to the Agua Cerito podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Agua Cerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Agua Cerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.